Thank you for calling Charger. This is Lewis.
Hello, this is Evan calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi, how you doing, Evan?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Same. All hoping right. The weather will cooperate with us today.
Oh, man. I can understand that. Well, I actually want to go ahead and speak to you. It looks like we had an appointment set today. It's just basically to go over your account, right, just to see everything that has been updated. I'm not sure
okay. If
it's a good time to go over that.
Well, I don't have access to a computer, but, I mean, I've got a few minutes, you know, that we can talk while I'm waiting on a lineman to disconnect some lines for us.
Okay, I understand. So why don't we just try to go over the information? If we do need to, we can set up an appointment later on. Either way,
okay. You
have access to the client dashboard. Okay, so perfect. Lou, simply what I wanted to go ahead and do is I did want to go over your website, see if there's changes that you wanted to do, right? But we could do that at a later time. I do see that everything is going good in regards to the business name update that we're doing, right? It did slow us down a little bit, but it is.
Yeah, well, I have questions about that, so we'll, you know. So let's recap, and then we'll go back to that.
Okay, perfect. So we'll definitely go over that. Just give me 1 second here. So that actually brings up the question that we had. Since the business name was updated, our team was maybe thinking that if you wanted, right, it is an option that the domain can also be updated, right? So
right.
That's something that we just want you to know, okay? Now,
right.
Why don't we go ahead and go over your questions? That way we make sure they're answered as
oh,
well.
All right. Well, the first thing, like I said, you know, was to do with the domain. Well, not the domain, but, you know, with the naming and stuff like that. Because they sent me something, some samples for a new logo for LNV, all right? But I really don't want to do LNV. LNV is just the parent company, you know, and it charges the name that has recognition here. You know,
okay.
So I'd like to know if there's any way that we can maintain the same logo and the same name, you know, even if we have to put it on, you know, listed in there, you know, somewhere as like an L&B company or something like that, you know, because Charger Electric and Air Conditioning is a registered trademark, you know. You still with me, Evan?
Yes,
okay,
I was just trying to double check because I understand it's basically a registered trademark, as you said, right? The business name.
Right.
Now, I believe that for the business cards, we could definitely keep them the same, right? Meaning that we can make sure to have the Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Service, right? So I could definitely let
right.
the team know about that that's the preferred name for the business cards.
Right.
Now, for the Google Business Profile, unfortunately, when it comes to Google, they are requiring that names match, right? The same thing as on the business license, unfortunately. But again, we could definitely keep that domain the same, right? And including the business cards, the logo as well. I can request for it to, I can basically let them know that you don't want the LNV on there, that you want kind of the same thing. Is that right?
Right. You know, and whatever we need to be do to be compliant. But like I said, I mean, that logo and that brand, you know, has recognition, whereas changing to a new logo and a new brand and all like that, it's like starting a new business, and I'm not into that.
I completely agree. So I'm definitely going to make sure that we keep the same logo. Yeah, I actually like the logo as well, right? The business.
Did that card. Myself.
Did you? Okay, that's actually pretty
yes.
cool. I really do like it. Now, for the business card, same thing. I could just let them know, look, we need to make sure to keep that information the same. What we're
uh-huh.
doing is basically online when it comes to Google Verified, which is the main thing, right? Later
right.
down, later, let's say down the line, maybe there'll be an option to undo it, right? But I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's going to, you know, it's not highly to happen, okay?
Right.
But yeah, for everything else, I don't see why you shouldn't be able to. I'll let my team know to keep the business card with the business name Charger, to start with Charger. And same thing with the logo. I'm going to let them know that we're going to keep the same logo, right?
Right, okay.
Perfect. I'm really glad you brought that up because I do see they sent you an email, I believe, a couple of days ago. So I'll go ahead and let them know not to make changes to those. So
okay.
that's definitely a good thing. Now, again, right, we're just waiting for the update for the Google Verified. As soon as that's in, we're going to be able to tell you when it's going to go live.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Give me 1 second here. My system's kind of closing on me. Also, it's kind of hard to tell you all this information without the without the client dashboard, unfortunately.
I understand. Unfortunately, we have a short week this week, you know, and I had these jobs scheduled, and we're trying to work around weather, so I'm out in the field.
Out in the
field. You know, all this week, yes.
I completely understand. And not to worry, right? If it needed, we could definitely give you a call back. We're about 2 hours a difference, right? But you, as you said, you're definitely busy. Now, the reason that I wanted you to go over the client dashboard is because I did want to show you where all the calls are going to be coming in, right? Which is definitely very important. So I do feel that we might need to set up an appointment.
Okay.
The latest that I could call you would be around 5:30 your time, right? Let's say if you're already working at this time. It would be around 5:30, the latest that I could call you, right? So
okay.
I could call
and that's probably doable. Usually at 5, usually, you know, after 5 o'clock, I'm usually, back home, and then my office is in my home, unless things delay us and all like that. But I'm usually home at that time.
Okay.
All right. Now I did look at the dashboard, I think it was yesterday, you know, cause I do check it whenever I get an email. I always check it to see, whether the emails are landing.
Awesome.
So I saw, where they showed that some of the calls that come in. All the calls that I've got coming in right now is all basically, verification calls, verification for Yelp, verification for Google, and all of these. I'm not even sure that they're legit, because I remember when we initially came on board, we were told we were going to be getting a lot of calls like that and not to talk to anybody. So maybe you can clarify, what it is that I'm looking at there.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I do see that 4 calls have come in. Now, the call that came in on the 30th, which I believe was yesterday.
Yes.
Let me double check, because it kind of looks like a call tracking number. Yeah, I definitely see the one on the 24th was in regards for Yelp. The other ones, I would have to listen to them maybe if I could, but I believe there isn't any recording, which is a little strange. Maybe because there wasn't any talk. It looks like they left about 9 seconds.
Right, and they're all area codes that are outside of our service area. That's what also leads me to believe that they're just, non-customer calls, put it that way.
Yeah, that definitely seems to match exactly what you're saying, actually. Now, these calls, the good thing about them is that what they're showing is that people are seeing you online. Now, it could definitely let us know 2 things, right? We're definitely attracting the wrong people, right? And we need to do something different about that. So I believe I mentioned this to you before. Unfortunately, you have 4 Google reviews, right, on the Google Business Profile. It has a 2.8 rating. We definitely want to go ahead and make sure that we can maybe gather more reviews. I believe we do have the tiny URL ready for you.
Yes, you sent that to me.
Perfect. Now, this tiny URL, we highly recommend that you go ahead and share it. You could actually share it with customers, right, people that you helped out with. And, of course, they could go ahead and leave a review on Google Maps for you. So, for example, if you send this review to them, it's going to go ahead and – I'm sorry, if you sent the link over to them, as soon as they press it, it guides them over to the Google Business Profile, and it asks them for a review, right? So it makes that step a little easier for them and faster. The reason
How do I send that? Because that was one of my questions I had written down for when we talked. Was that I said I got the URL, the tiny URL that you sent me. I even looked at it to see what it was. All right, but how do I save it? How do I send it?
So there's a few ways that you could send it. For example, we have clients that just simply copy it and just add it to a text that they're doing. We also have a way for you to send it on the client dashboard. For example, on the client dashboard, it's going to say ask for a review or request for a review. Once you're on there, you're going to just press request review, and it's going to ask you for simple things like maybe the customer's name, if you're going to want to send a text or by email, right? So those are the three main things it's going
to
ask.
Now, can I send it to anyone from the client dashboard, or only calls that come in through the client dashboard?
You can send it to anybody. As long as you get the correct number, the correct email, it's going to send it out for you.
So I can send it to any of my existing customer base as well.
That is correct. So another thing on there is that we have different templates. This basically just different ways of requesting review. You could actually make a special one, let's say a default one that you want to choose. So you're able to do that as well, right? Let's say you want to send just, maybe you want it to be different for every customer, right? Then you can make a different template and just save it. If you want to use the same one over and over again, you're more than welcome to, okay?
I like simple.
Yeah, definitely. And let's say you happen to have maybe Spanish clients, right, or customers. You could actually change it to Spanish as well. That way they understand it, and then it automatically does it for you. So it's just, we're trying to break that little barrier, I guess you could say. It's definitely a good way to keep getting those reviews. And that's definitely what's going to help to make it look more attractive, make it go up in stars. And
that's
I do believe that's definitely going to help out as well, okay?
Okay. So the existing Google Business account right now, it's going to remain, correct?
That is correct. So the Google Business profile is going to be there. That's why we want to go ahead and get those reviews, just to, let's say, turn the tide on those that 2.7 or 8 star that we have on there, okay?
Right. Okay.
And since there's only 4, I'll be honest with you, it shouldn't take too many to basically make that go up. So
right, and I have a pretty good list of people that I can send it to. I just never knew how to do it, so.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely useful. Again, I can definitely get with you later on and show you step-by-step on the client dashboard, because it's very useful. So
I'll see that.
So I can definitely maybe plan something for later today or maybe tomorrow, whichever is best for you.
Okay. Well, it'll probably, either whether it's today or tomorrow, it'll have to be late on the day.
Yes, around, let's say, 5:30 your time, right?
Okay, all right. Let's shoot for that.
Yeah, let's shoot for that. If we need to, we can reschedule. Either way, we'll try to maybe say things in shorts, right, here and there, just to bring them up to you, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, awesome. So I'll go ahead and send you an email, just letting you know, I'll give you a call later today or tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. Have a good day.